It is surely the season of the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. Through the music ministers today, we heard the core message of this season. Jesus is the reason for the season. During this time of the year, so we celebrated his birth in many different ways. And especially today, it is during this season, 2013, we are looking at the unlikely characters of the nativity. Especially today, we are looking at the Gabriel, the angel. Perhaps the angel Gabriel doesn't really seem a likely character in the nativity because we see, we heard, we talked about angels a lot. And even we have a banner up there. Is the angel Gabriel is truly the unlikely character of the nativity? We can question about it. Yet while all of that is truth, that is, we talked about, heard about, and then have the angel presence with us, I wonder if we have become all too accustomed to our friendly presence of the angels. And an angel Gabriel showed in the Bible, both Old Testament and New Testament. When he showed up in the Old Testament to Daniel, and then he explained the vision Daniel had. He was an interpreter of the message given to Daniel. When he showed up in the New Testament two times to the Zechariah for the foretelling the story of the birth of John the Baptist and the foretelling the story about the birth of Jesus to Mary. And then he delivered the message. These days, we tell the story of the good news of Jesus Christ. Especially this time of the year, we tell this story openly, and pretty much it is very well received without any defending or offending, harassing environments about sharing the mystery of those stories we hold as a Christian community. But the angel, think about that angels in here, angel Gabriel, he has the same message, similar message somewhat to the Zechariah and to Mary about the birth of the child they're gonna give. Their response is so different. Both of them are good news that Gabriel delivering as a message. Both of them did not kill the messenger. But they responded to this message of good news so differently. Zechariah, he was questioning at the same time. He was demanding of the tangible evidence that it is a true message of good news, Jesus Christ. And an angel, he responded differently to others. And then he responded, be quiet and silence him without giving him a response directly what he need, what he was demanding of. But Mary, when she was questioning, kind of with the logistic question, I'm a virgin, how can it be this new good news can be happening in my life? He was tendering this lady and saying, you earned the favor of God. And both of the story ended a similar way. They gave a birth of the child. When we are looking at this Gabriel, the messenger, probably you have a good news of Jesus Christ in your heart and good news you are telling other people. Probably people might differently respond unexpectedly the way you are expecting. There are many unlikely characters in the nativities, and one of the most fascinating in the one who overlooks simply because they are there. Angel is there. The messenger is there. You are hearing the message of good news in all of the places, and yet news media is overpowering us not to hear this good news and good presence of the messengers we have in our lives. Mary and Zechariah, they were confused about good news and bad news, whatever news they were gathering. And yet, Mary respond with a positive yes. Here I am, Lord. Let it be so. Use me. But Zechariah was questioning a little bit. If you have a sarcastic idea about good news of Jesus Christ, you have for receiving good news. I encourage you and me to be quiet, to see how this good news will be unfolding in front of us. If you are like a Mary, and of pure in heart, and say yes to the good news you receive, I am encouraging you to continuously journey where you are. Today, I just wanted to get to the point as much as I can, and I prepared the 3 pages of the message, and yet I have a little time in here, so I am kind of jumping around all of the message in here. But point is this. In this story, we encountered the messenger Gabriel, who bears the good news of 2 unexpected births to 2 people whose response revealed the nature of a faith. One can only wonder what it would have been like to be God's herald, witnessing the mystery unfold. I would like you and me to be the messenger of God these days, and feel the messengers who delivered this witnessing, the amazing message in here. May we who witness the mystery of this season be gripped by the awe Gabriel has in his journey. May the Lord bless you this season of this holy mystery. And then may you be blessed to others continuously with the caring of this good news of Jesus Christ. Today and forever. In Christ's name. Jesus is coming. Jesus is here, and Jesus will be here too. In Christ's name. Amen.